5. Business. Listen to a discussion in a business class. Fill in a diagram with the information that you hear.
Good morning, everybody. Last time we talked about various online business models, but today's model is a little different because it incorporates both online as well as offline elements. It's called the bricks and clicks model. The name sounds funny, but it works. Let me give you an example. Think about the last time you wanted a new, let's say radio. Maybe you went online and checked prices at different retailers, and then you find that you can even order the radio online. If you want it right away, you could actually go to the store and pick it up rather than wait for it to be delivered. That's one example of how the bricks and clicks model works. Now, right off the bat, can anyone think of the kind of business that would be best suited to follow this kind of model?
I would imagine that companies that have a strong brand or some sort of presence in the market already.
You're absolutely right. It's just more feasible for those types of businesses, and we're talking about retailers, really, to use both offline and online resources to push them forward. In contrast, a new business just wouldn't have the supply network or the customer following to make a bricks and clicks model work. So what does make the model work? Well, I kind of just mentioned this before, but let me highlight the advantage of having supply and distribution worked out already. Retailers don't have to worry about logistical stuff, and they get more choices about their delivery policies or even price discounts. Does that make sense?
What other kind of advantages does it have?
Well, how about stability? Unlike purely internet-based businesses, bricks and clicks businesses usually have years of experience under their belts. That perceived stability helps bring people back, because remember, people like to go with businesses they trust. If there are no questions, let's move on to the disadvantages of this model.
1. What does the professor imply when he says this?
It's called the bricks and clicks model. The name sounds funny, but it works.
What does the professor imply when he says this?
In contrast, a new business just wouldn't have the supply network or the customer following to make a bricks and clicks model work.
3. What will the professor likely discuss next?